Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I sense such a divine presence of the Lord in this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Can we just lift our hands one more time? Let's worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I appreciate what God does. Amen. Amen. I just want to be sensitive to the presence of the Lord, but and I really don't want to get in too big a hurry and miss God tonight. Amen. Just a few months ago, just started getting weaker and weaker in my physical body, and just got to the point where I wasn't even able to button my shirt. Went to doctor, and they took blood tests, and then they took another blood test and couldn't find anything that was they could see was wrong with me. And I got some kind of flu to just, or couldn't hardly speak and talk or preach, and just started coughing all the time. And came a time, just service time one Wednesday night, that I told Sister Ruth, I said, Sister Ruth, I just don't know if I can make it. And just go ahead and go to church and tell the folks what's happening. But she got on my case. She reminded me, said, you're the pastor. I said, okay, I'll do my best. So I didn't even put a suit on. I just had everyday clothes on. I just put my overcoat on, went over to the church, and went in about halfway through the service. And people were worshiping God. The presence of the Lord was in the house, just like it is here tonight. Hallelujah. Just the glory of His presence. As I sat back in the back and I watched God begin to just do things in lives and hearts, and even one of our ministers got up and said, Pastor, I want you to come. We're going to pray for you. So went up. Folks got around me, got to praying. Spirit of the Lord came down and touched me. Amen. One of the ladies that said the Lord spoke to her and said, Pastor, amen, the Lord told me to tell you, you're going to get better. Amen. Glory. And I'm better tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. It's only God can do things like that. Amen. And when you ask Him, when you put yourself in a place, amen, where you get to where you just nothing but rely on the Lord, amen, on His grace in your life. You see, a lot of times, amen, I wonder, why did you put me through that? You know why? Because I understand what it is to have weakness in your body. I can feel for somebody losing the strength, amen, like I lost it. I couldn't even pick up my grandson. I couldn't even, amen, button a button. I couldn't even tie my tie. But you know what? God restored my strength. Amen, now I know how God does things. Glory to God. I've got a testimony of God's goodness. And I want to tell somebody in this building tonight, put your reliance upon God. I don't know what you're going through tonight, but I want to tell you, amen, keep on relying on God. Put your faith in God. Don't put it on the doctors. Don't put it on medicine. Put your faith in God. God will do what He says He would do. All we got to do is trust Him. Amen. And believe Him. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a greater believer now. Amen. It isn't that the Lord has not done things in our family. He's had done tremendous things, done some miracles in our family. Thomas, our youngest, wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't been for prayer. So we know what it is to go to the end of the rope, if you please, and then have faith in God. When everything else runs out. I don't know why we so often make God our last choice. Really, we do. Yes, we do. We put God to the extreme. We've got to put him first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these other things be added to you. Huh? There's a list that God has of blessings that's ours if we put first God. Huh? Amen. That's not what I'm preaching about tonight. Amen. Okay. Book of Revelation chapter 1. I want to say we appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight and just count an honor and privilege. And there's no way we can fill the shoes of your pastor, but we're going to do our best on this Sunday evening. We appreciate our daughter. She's the one that's the choir director here. If you don't know it, that's my daughter. That's my baby daughter. Amen. If you do anything to her, you got to deal with me. I sure love Rebecca and Brother Philip. Amen. All these, even two grandkids there. Woo, I drove many a mile to see them. This is my spring break, and I took spring break to come see my kids. Glory. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't he? Amen. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. Stand with us tonight. Honor the word of the Lord. Very powerful scripture. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things which all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Whew. Will you pray with us tonight? God would just give us liberty and anointing to preach to you tonight. Father, thank you for the word of the Lord. Thank you for the reading, God. I pray, God, that you would move on our hearts and our minds tonight. Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit continue, God, to move in this place. Let our minds, God, grasp what you're trying to say to us in this hour. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would increase our faith in God. God, around these altars, Lord, that you would touch, Lord, and Lord, do a work in our hearts and our lives, Lord, to edify this church in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. You may be seated. I just want to say I appreciate the pastor's message this morning. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And I feel like, praise God, as I've preached to my own church. Amen. The time that we're in. Amen. I believe we're there. I believe the coming of the Lord is so soon. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just every day things happen in this world to tell us that Jesus is coming. What I want to preach to you tonight is out of verse number 3. It said, keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. I like to just get into the word when I preach. I like to study the word and just get into the background of some of these words that sometimes the writer puts in here. And interesting. The thing I found the most interesting about this is that Jesus Christ himself is the author of this book. I love all the books of the Bible, but I'll tell you what, When I got the understanding and reading, amen, that Jesus authored this book, it makes it stand out a little bit more for me. I want to pay a little more attention to it. Amen. I know that there's a lot of questions about Revelation. There's a lot of, you know, people, there's dark things, there's mystical things in there. I don't quite understand. Neither do I. Woo! I'm not a scholar of all of it. But I do know, amen, that the author, if he's the author and the finisher of it all, amen, if I need to know something, I know the author will tell me about it. Glory. Then look at some of these words. This word, therein. I got to examine and look at these and pulling out all the dictionaries I can get to about this word. This word, therein, simply means fixed position. Woo! So I'm going to preach tonight on fixed position. Be ready. If there's anything that we need to do in this hour, more important than anything, is to be ready. And have our position between us and God fixed. There's so many people that seem like the winds and the doctrine of this world is blowing this from one thing to another. Amen. It's hard for individuals to seem like, amen, to get established and get fixed in their position in God. Amen. Where God can not only use them, amen, but God can talk to them. And I found that's awful hard talking to a moving congregation. And I can kind of fix my mind how God feels about us when we don't stand still long enough for God to tell us, to give us a message of the hour. Even I feel like at the hour we're living tonight, we need to set up and take notice. If ever we had ears to hear, we need ears tonight to hear. Woo! Be fixed in God. What be fixed in? What be fixed in is we look at this, amen, that we need to be fixed in our mind and our heart that this is God speaking through Christ to us. You know, he could have used any number of people to write this. Amen. The Bible even tells us about how we got the scripture is that men of old was moved on by the Holy Ghost as God gave them and moved and gave them word to say to us, amen, through the word of God. Amen, men was anointed to write down to what we have here tonight and call the old Bible here. But the anointing, the word came from God. I thought, you know what? What a blessed God we serve tonight. That he wanted us to know about not only this life, but the life to come. God so loved the world, we know that. But God loved us enough that he sent the word through Christ. Telling us about our future. Amen. My future is bright. Amen. Hallelujah. My future is bright in the Lord. I don't care what the world says, which way the world's going. My future is bright in the Lord. Amen. I've got a bright future. You got a bright future. If you believe in God, you believe in the word of the Lord. Amen. You have got a bright future in God. You have a fixed place. If you stay right in God. And that word for the time. Time is of uncertain affinity. The word affinity simply means connection. You see, eternity has nothing to do with time. Nor time with eternity. Fact is, if you, lost time is never found. You can never find lost time. It's gone. Gone forever. Amen. And one day, amen, time will be no more. Fact, the angel will stand and say that. You read the book of the 10th chapter of Revelation. He talked about that angel saying, time is no more. Woo. You can throw that old clock right out of the window. Amen. Pastor had a hard time starting class this morning because time. Folks didn't set time right. My daughter called me. Sister Sarah called me. And as daughter is, you know, she was complaining to me about folks. Said, Dad, they were late. The teachers didn't call. Her and my son-in-law, Brother Timothy, they're right on time. They're the kind of people, you know, that I train her that way. To be conscious of time. Be on time. Don't go late. Be on time. If anything, then go early. Pray a while. Get a hold of God. Woo! So she called me complaining about those that were late. I said, hon, don't worry about it. Brother Hurst Church people were late. You know what? She left her griping behind me. Brother Dallas, amen. And she got to saying some good things. Woo! But one day time is going to be no more. If you're involved, hey, but don't book on time. Time is going to be no more after a while. Amen. I'm telling you, there's going to be a day, amen, you can say goodbye to time, and eternity is going to be in the sweet by and by. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, that's what God told Jesus about to tell us. Amen. We are some things not to worry about. If we're in Christ, one day we're going to be creatures of eternity. Woo! Amen. Glory. Amen. We need to be sure. Keep those things which are written therein. Keep the things that is in this book in your life. Keep them, amen, fixed in your heart. Keep them there secure. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you what, it will help you in the days to come. Amen. Study the Word of God. Hide in your heart at David's head. Amen. Let it be what it needs to be for you. A lamp or a light. Amen. Let it be in your life so much. Amen. That when the devil comes at you, you can throw the Word of God at him. Hello. Come on here tonight. Amen. We need the Word of God affirmed in our heart. Amen. Believe it. Read it. Study it. Live on it. Stand on it. Believe it. Glory. Amen. You see, this word, we need to have a strong view of it. Not enough people have a strong view of the Word of God. They're confused about it. We need to get a strong view of the Word of God. Amen. You see, it's important for us to have a strong view, for it is the only way to be true to what Christ has said and what the apostles have said. And what the Bible teaches in Scripture, we have to have a strong view of its being true. You see, this Bible is not that it contains God's Word, it is God's Word. Hallelujah. You see, without a strong view of the Holy Scripture, the church has no true, sure foundation for its faith. No certainty of salvation. No moral absolutes. No message to preach without doubt. No sure expectation of the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the working of miracles. No hope for the imminent return of Christ. I mean, he's coming soon, folks, and we need to believe it. Get in our heart, have a strong view that any moment Jesus can come. And it should be our rule of our life, even that we want to be caught without Christ being in our mind of his coming. We need a strong view of the Holy Scripture, believing the Bible, you see, as absolute. And it gives an objective based on authority of God himself by which to judge and reject the ever-changing society that we're in. We need some good view of the Bible that sets a standard for us. I want to tell you, a good standard is important. The way we dress and conduct ourselves is very important to God. Amen. Come on here tonight. I mean, I'll tell you what the deal is. Amen. I've seen different denominations lose their standard and lose God. Hello? They lost their holiness. They lost the lifestyle that's precious to God. Oh, well, it's no big thing. Yes, it is. Amen. We, amen, as a church and a Bible-based believing church, amen, we need to show the world there's a difference. There is a difference. We're no more of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. And we'd have the Bible said, in fact, said, if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. So I'm going to tell you, there needs to be a definite view of God's word in our life. It will help us live a better life to God. Yes, it will. Without a strong view of the Holy Scripture, Christian will not be ready to withstand the extreme difficulties in the time that we're facing. Amen. I'm saying the devil is coming after us. Amen. Yes, he is. He knows his time is limited. He has just a few short days to work, and he's working overtime. Pastor talked about it in our Sunday school class about how the devil's attacked in families. Amen. He's attacked every one of our families, hasn't he? Amen. He's tried to split up homes and split up families. And I'm going to tell you, he's doing if we look at his job record, he's doing a pretty good job at it. Hello? We need to resist that. Hey, we need to say, no, devil, you're not going to have any place, any room or board in my life. Amen. I'm going to believe the Bible. Then I believe in the Bible, I'm going to stand with my family. Amen. Because I want to tell you, the only thing you get to take to heaven with you is your family. You can't take your riches. No. Only your family. Amen. And we need a heart fixed. We need our view strong in the scripture of God. Amen. And have the full authority and the teaching of the Bible will consequently, amen, replace the subjective religious experiences and by and the independent and critical, amen, experiences that people are having. Amen. Saying that God gave them this experience when really, if you read the Bible and study it, no. Amen. We need to have some biblical, amen, standards about how we worship and how we live for God. Amen. It's such where the world's looking at us and see, hey, wait a minute, there's something different about them people. Amen. Amen. See, Peter, when he went to say in chapter 2, because there are going to be false prophets and false teachers who privily shall bring a damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that brought them, bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. We're living in a time that's true. Amen. Amen. This truth is not something that's popular. The word of God, amen, being preached. He used to be able to go on the street corners and, amen, preach like, you know, have street meetings and stuff. You know what? A lot of places that's being shut down. Not having that liberty. In America, the other day, there's a radio station that just made some different comments about some things, and amen, they shut it, put it off the air. On the table, we're losing our liberties day by day. Amen. We need to get a hold of God's word, stand on God's word, pray that God will release and move in our nation. We need a revival. We need to go coming back to God. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but in our city, in our town, there's little different signs in the yards that says that the Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, if my people is called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Folks, we need that in our life today. We need to get back to some good Bible teaching about repentance and getting back to God in the hour we live. Glory to God. Amen. You see, amen, these false teachers, amen, they're just everywhere. They're commercializing the gospel. I mean, there's some that comes on the air, I turn them off quickly. I don't want to hear them. Amen. Are you afraid they're going to lead you astray? No, I already know the Bible, but I'm telling you, I don't want to listen to what they have to say. Amen. It's garbage. We need to get a hold of some good Bible teaching, good records, good something to listen to, bring us, amen, to a closer relationship with God, and not something to lead us down a road, amen, that lead us away from God. We need, amen, to have a good view, strong view of God's word in our life. Glory to God. You know, 2 Timothy talks about this. In chapter 4, verse 3, he says that they will go as far as to heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That word, I looked at that, the heap means a pile up. Amen. They can pile them up if they want to. But I want to go back to the whole way of God. Get back in the scripture, study it out for myself. Get a hold of God. Amen. Believe what God said. Amen. Whatever he said is true. I want to believe that. Glory to God. Establish it in my life. Because I want to tell you, he will keep us in the evil day to come. When all these things begin to come to pass. Amen. As Pastor said, we need to look up, for redemption draweth nigh. Amen. If we know the word of God, then we'll not be swept away. Amen. By every doctrine that comes by. But we'll know by the word of the Lord hidden in our heart. Believing God, reading it, studying. Amen. That when God, amen, when the thing begin to take place, we grab a hold of the word of God and hold on. Because one day we're going to leave here. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye. We're going to leave this place. Glory to God. In this book, this revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 5 and 6 in Revelation chapter 1 says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Amen. That's what we're to talk about. That's what we need to hold on to. That Jesus Christ is our faithful witness. And the first begotten of the dead. The prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Woo! And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Woo! That settled it for me. Glory to God. Amen. If that's what the Lord wants to do for me in my future, I believe I'll just believe the Bible. Yes, and hold on to the truth. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You know what? Even as we read this tonight, amen, it talks about a blessing for those that read it. There's not a word, not a book that has a blessing like this has with it. Amen. The blessing, if we read it. He didn't say the blessing comes if we understand it. The blessing comes if we read it. Amen. Can you read tonight? Woo! When you get down and out, feel the devil coming at you, get in a book. Read it. Get the blessing on your life. Glory to God. Amen. It'll come. The more I read about in the book of Revelation, got on the other day and got to reading about it. Amen. And not only was it my time and my devotions I got to Revelation, but the more I read it, the more I felt God touching my life, encouraging me. Amen. This is not all there is, son. There's something else greater I have in store. That's what he's trying to tell us. Amen. God informed him. Tell him what's going to be their future. Tell him what's out in front of him. But then I understood if I just read it, I get to the blessing and the presence of the Lord in the blessing that I read what it's fixed to do for me. Picks me up. Not only is there a blessing in reading it, but the blessing is also for them who hear it. Blessed is a man that heareth. In Psalms, Proverbs 8 and 3, he said, blessed is a man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door. Whew. That tells me of anticipation. I'm going to read it, and that in that reading, I'm going to grasp it. You know, I'm anticipating the blessing is coming. Then if I hear somebody read it, it also picks me up to the point where now I'm going to be at the door waiting for his return. I've got up from my seat of do nothing. I've got up from my daily chore. I'm at the door. The other day we came in, amen, and arrived at Philip and Rebecca's house, and amen, looked in the window, and there was, amen, a little Wesley standing in the window watching for Grandpa and Grandma come. Amen, he'd seen our car pulled up, and I mean, little hands started waving. He was waiting at the post. Come here tonight. How about you? You know the Lord's coming. Are you at the post? He gave us the message. Are we at the post? Are we looking in anticipation for the Lord coming? I feel like we got a hold of this tonight, this building wouldn't contain us. Because we're anticipating. Oh, I see. Earthquake don't shake you up enough. Huh? I mean, we're getting some weird weather. That don't shake you up. I'm telling you, folks, our nation's in trouble tonight. They cannot even settle anything in Washington, D.C. about our future of our nation. They cannot come in agreement. Hello? Who are we going to rely on? Whose word are we going to believe tonight? Whose word are we going to get excited about? Come on here tonight. We better get excited about God's word. We better get in our life. Hey, we better get away from the sins and the shams of this world and get in the word of God and let it become a part of us that we're excited and we're standing on the doorpost. The trumpet will sound. Amen. Somebody get us a song here. Fix and quit. Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." We done read to you what it said in verse 3. He said, "For the time is at hand." But in chapter 22, he said, "I am coming quickly." Whew. I don't know about you tonight. But I'm living right there. I feel like that's what he's doing. He's fixing to come. And when he comes, as the pastor said, nothing's going to hold him back. Will you have time to get ready? I was listening to ours. Their brother sung this song tonight, "Prisoner of Love." As on one of the songs on David's family's first album. And when they made that first album, I was just going to Sister Ruth. And I'd get that record and put it on at night and I'd listen to her sing. Whew. A prisoner of love. Woo! I was by that time. I mean, I was a prisoner. She lived 3 or 4 hours away from me. Back in those days where we lived at, didn't have a public phone in our house. We had to go across the street to a grocery store. Some of the kids don't know anything about those pay phones anymore. I got in a pay phone. I wasn't Superman. But I got in a pay phone, put the coins in. And I called my beloved. "Sir, your time's run out. Put another quarter in." Anticipating her voice. We're at church tonight. Are you ready? It reads my heart. You spoke about this morning. I know my people. I know some of them not ready. Well, how do you know, preacher? The Spirit of the Lord talks to me. I grieve in my spirit when they don't come to church like they gotta come to church. When I say it's time to pray, they're more interested to turn around and talk to somebody instead of talking to God. You know, it tells me they're lacking somewhere in their desire for the coming of the Lord. Where are you at tonight? Where are you at tonight? "Behold, I come quickly," he said. "Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Are you keeping them? I believe if you read the Bible and brought it all down to one thing, the thing would be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Every head bowed and one looking around. Father, thank you for the word of the Lord tonight. Lord, we didn't do it right. We didn't do it justice. We asked for the Holy Ghost difference to come in this place. God, a simplicity of words that you'd speak to that heart and that life. God, I don't know every soul. You know it tonight, Lord, in this building. You know the condition. You know our relationship with God tonight. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would loosen that soul. Lord, we bind the enemy tonight that would bind that soul. We loose it in Jesus' name. God, move in this altar service in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every head bowed and we looked around. Is there one tonight in this building? You're not right with God. If Jesus had come right now, you wouldn't go because you're not ready. You're not ready. There are some things in your life that's just not right yet. Is there a hand real quick? Step up. Say, preacher, you preached to me tonight. You're right, I'm not ready. Will you be honest tonight? Will you be honest between you and God? Just lift that hand and say, preacher, I'm not right with the Lord. Bless that hand. Is there another one tonight? Be honest. I'm telling you, folks, we're down to the wire here. There's a hand there. Is there another one? I'm not right with God. I'm not ready to meet Jesus. If he should come, I'd be lost. Going to hell. Is there one here tonight? It's another hand. God bless these hands. Can we pray for them tonight? Father, thank you for these that are honest. Lord, I pray, God, that you would let their hearts, Lord, not only, Lord, be encouraged to come, these altars, but, Lord, be encouraged to give their whole life to God. Lord, that you would just minister to them in the Spirit of the Lord. Minister freedom, liberty in their soul in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Will you stand with us tonight? Stand with us. Will you come? Make your way to this altar. You that raise your hand, I want you to come. Come on, meet us in this altar. Amen. Be honest with God with your heart and your life. Amen. Let's make a difference. Will you come? As they sing, will you come? Glory. Glory to God. Oh, let's believe the word of the Lord tonight. Let's believe the word of God tonight. Glory to God. God, I want to be ready. I want my life to be ready, God.
Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word. It's my total victory over every situation. Give me the word. Over every situation, give me the word. Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word.